I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hello and welcome!
Today is National Brother and Sister Day.
It is National Siblings Day.
You're my brother.
You're my brother.
You're my sister.
Are you siblings?
My siblings. I have siblings.
We're siblings.
We're the siblings.
Celebrate Sibling Day.
One big happy family.
One big happy family.
You can make a whole day of it.
It's showtime.
Shout out to your brother. Shout out to your sister. It's National Sibling Day.
Which today. One? There's five of them.
I got all of them.
That's Woo. A big family.
Yeah. You telling me?
It is. That's a mighty big fam.
If you heard us hooting, hollering in Kernersville on Saturday night, just mind your business.
Was that the noise? Was that it?
That was the noise.
I wonder what all that racket was.
It was loud.
What were y'all doing?
What weren't we doing?
That sounds like a big weekend in K-Town.
Getting down in the holler?
Yeah, basically. Oh, we were celebrating. Nora was here, remember?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I just took her to the airport this morning. But yeah, we were having a big old time because our Finn was in town.
There was any drinking going on?
Was there any drinking going on? You know me?
Yeah. What do you think?
Yeah. Where do you think I learned to drink?
I learned it.
You got to drink that many people around.
Good morning to you. Welcome to Monday. It's 6:02, and a beautiful day is on the way today for National Sibling Day.
I broke out the shorts this morning.
I got shorts on this morning.
Look at us.
Jay, showing the legs today?
I am.
Yeah, why wear long pants when you have legs like these?
You got that right. That's right. That's how we collectively feel around here.
That's right.
All right, we're going to talk about all the exciting things that you may have done this weekend coming up. I went to a theater to see a movie.
The theater.
Think about that coming up. Your mama packed y'all up and moved you to the south. Wake up with the Wolf Show. Yeah, I hit the theater this morning for a movie.
The theater.
I saw that new Liam Neeson movie, Memory.
Oh.
It's interesting. In my opinion, it was as much about dealing with Alzheimer's as it is an action movie.
Oh.
So, and it's gotten pretty good reviews. So, if you like Liam Neeson, I know a lot of people love that guy, I recommend. I also highly recommend if you've got somebody in your family dealing with Alzheimer's. It's interesting. I can't really say anything more about it. But I thought it was a good movie. It was an interesting movie, and I thought he did a great job in that role.
Okay. Did he play somebody with Alzheimer's?
He did.
Okay.
So I'd like for you to, if you're into that, if you're into Liam Neeson, and it is an action movie too, so you're going to get the action. So, yeah.
I thought you went to see Fantastic Beasts.
He's a butt-kicking Alzheimer guy, right?
Yeah.
Basically.
Right. He plays a hitman in the movie.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It sounds almost like a real juxtaposition.
Yeah, right? It's almost more dangerous, it sounds like, than being just a regular hitman.
Yeah, right.
So, but it was good. I liked it. So if you're looking for a new movie to watch, it's not on the streamers, then go ahead and check it out. Speaking of the streamers, I did not get all the way through Ozark. I forgot how many episodes
I
need. Didn't start it.
How's the second half?
Have you not started it either?
I've seen a lot of people say, what, to the end of it.
Oh, like, you've talked to people who've watched the whole thing.
I haven't talked to them. I saw a status. Someone posted something about, wow, Ozark, that last season. Holy crap. And there were people like, I know. I can't believe it. What the heck? And I'm like, oh, snap. What happened?
Well, I'm just a few episodes in, and I've already, my eyebrows have already been raised a few times.
I'm just ready to get through it and get done. I am.
As we suspected from the ending or the ending episodes of the last season that we saw, Ruth is a major part of what's going on.
I believe it.
And she's doing, the actress, and I never can remember her name, but she's doing a great job. She's getting well-deserved accolades for playing that part, especially after last season.
Mm-hmm. Oh, gosh.
Strong stuff.
I just think about her screaming in that last season.
Yeah, so, and by the way, By the way,
she's possessed.
Her language hasn't improved either, by the way.
I was going to say, did she clean that up?
No, she is blowing it up.
I live for her potty mouth. I do.
It's gotten worse.
Great.
So, yeah. So, if I recommend that if you've caught up on the last season of Ozark. This is it. This is the last episodes that are airing right now.
We're going to start after Yellowstone, so I'll be way behind the curve of everybody knowing things that I don't know yet.
Where are you on Yellowstone? You guys
somewhere
got
in season three. We're moving towards four now.
All right. Well, you got some shocking. You got some shocking TV coming up. It's good stuff.
I can't wait.
I can't wait for season five. Let's roll. Let's rip it. When is it? September? October? When did I even know?
I don't know. We should have stretched this out so we could have made it that far.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I know they film in the early fall. So they got to, after they do all that, then they got to produce those things. So it's probably, you know, nearly 9 months or so before they can get them up and ready to go. And now these streamers, these pretty poor producers, TV shows for streamers, you know, everything has to be completed and put to bed and done because they got them all up at the same time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If you're going to watch them like that. But if you know, Yellowstone will be on weekly until it's finished, then you can stream the whole thing.
Do they put it on TV weekly or they stream it just weekly?
It's on TV like a show.
Oh, okay.
Not, you can't binge that until after the whole season is over and then they put it up.
I don't know. I'm so spoiled. I might just have to wait till they put the whole season up. Yeah, I can't do it. I'll be hanging on edge.
I know what you mean. What'd you do this weekend, Chase? We've been talking about what we did. She had a big party and oh, dang, I went to the movies. What'd you do?
Yard work.
So what do you think he did? Whatever his wife wanted to
weekend
do.
In the country, man.
Yeah. Come to find out, the more you look at the outside of a house, the more you realize there's a lot more money needs to go into it.
Oh, yeah, that'll never end.
I just feel like, you know, do you not remember the conversations Dale has given us a million times since before both of us bought a home?
Yeah, that's where all our money will go to.
No escaping it, baby. No escaping
it.
Good for you, though. Those flowers. I've seen some of your pictures. Looking good.
Hey, thanks.
Looking good.
Oh, have mercy. Oh, have mercy. Have mercy.
This guy sounds like he's going to have a complete breakdown right at the end of that song.
Oh, God.
622. Now, you may not be aware of this. This is a great week, man. Live music is back, and this is the week to get your tickets.
It is Live Nation Concert Week, and we're telling you now so that you can be prepared because come Wednesday, May 4th.
Wednesday
at 10 a.m.
May the 4th be with you.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Well, you be sure to wear your Star Wars shirts.
I will. Anyways, May 4th at 10 a.m. kicks off the concert week with $25 concert tickets. There's a huge list of country concerts coming through, and I'm sure quite a few of them are between Raleigh and Charlotte where our Live Nation venues are, maybe even White Oak Amphitheater in Greensboro. But here's, I'll name them off. I got them all written down right here. Brad Paisley, Brooks and Dunn, Dierks Bentley, Jason Aldean, John Party, Keith Urban, Luke Bryan, Mara Morris, Miranda Lambert, and Little Big Town. They're performing together on that one. Shania Twain, The Chicks, Thomas Rhett, Tim McGraw, Willie Nelson, and Zach Brown Band. They say and more after listing off all of these artists. So I can't imagine how many more there are.
Yeah, you know somebody's going to wing in there and go, oh, I can make that date.
Yeah, I can get by there. Yeah.
Now, I can't tell you what's coming where. So, you know, some of those might not be available to us unless you're willing to travel. But killer opportunity to go see a concert for the low low. Buy you and all your friends concert tickets.
$25, that's crazy cheap nowadays. Yeah. Starts Wednesday. Get them. Wake up with the Wolf Show, 6:37 now, and if you weren't around when the Judds were around and they were hot, they were huge in the 80s. It was just one hit after another.
Dale, tell me about the good old days.
I'm getting ready to do that right now.
All right.
Naomi Judd passed away. There's one day before they were to be inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame.
Oh, man.
They went ahead and had the ceremony because Ashley and Winona said, well, this is what that mom would have wanted us to do. So they went ahead and did it. I want to say, back in those days, I was a program director and a morning guy at Double Q in Wilmington, North Carolina. And they were coming through on a radio tour. And really one of the first, you know, what I would consider big celebrities I met when I was doing this. Has been a while back, obviously. And Naomi was so nice, so sweet. And I had met her, I don't know, a number of times after that. And she never forgot my name.
That's really cool.
And that just, I don't know how people do that.
Yeah.
I mean, I've talked before, I have the most forgettable face on planet Earth. But she never forgot it.
That's right, Dan.
Yeah.
Oh. So I, Darryl. Anyway, I thought she was just a sweet, sweet lady. And I really, you know, respected her. They were so talented, obviously.
I was so busy this weekend, I saw that she passed, but do we know what caused it? What happened?
Their release said it was mental illness, so people are drawing their own
conclusions.
Conclusions. Now. But anyway, I wanted to play this little clip that Ashley and Wynonna spoke at the Hall of Fame induction, and here just a little taste.
My mama loved you so much, and she appreciated your love for her, and I'm sorry that she couldn't hang on until today.
That's Ashley.
Your esteem for her and your regard for her really penetrated her heart, and it was your affection for her that did keep her going in these last years. And while this is so much about the Judds as a duo, I want to take a moment to recognize my sister, a goat. You know what that means?
I didn't prepare anything tonight because I knew Mom would probably talk the most. I'm going to make this fast because my heart's broken. I feel so blessed, and it's a very strange dynamic to be this broken and this blessed.
They kept it pretty upbeat, though, the whole time, you know, and just like somebody like her would want you to do. Just keep it upbeat, celebrate, and go on. So it was a great little ceremony. And you know, I'm sorry she didn't make it to see this, but she's watching.
She
sees it. She knows what's going on. They were so talented. Love all their songs, man. It was so good.
I was driving through Georgia.
Wake Up with the Wolf Show, Monday morning Mindbender. Hello.
Hello.
What's your name?
Lauren.
All right, Lauren. It's the Monday morning Mindbender to get those brain juices flowing at the beginning of the week. I got a question here. Singles say this is the second biggest turnoff when it comes to dating. What is it? What say you, Lauren?
I don't know.
take a wild guess. What would be the biggest turnoff in a dating situation? All right, Annie, over to you. Annie, what do you think?
Maybe like bad teeth?
No, good guess. Chase.
Deodorant.
No, it has nothing to do with your odor. Back to you, Lauren.
Bad clothes.
Nope, that's not it either. Annie?
Maybe them not wanting to pay for you and trying to make you go Dutch?
No, that sucks, though.
It does suck.
Chase. Is it maybe something, maybe I'm thinking too much into this. Potty mouth. They got too much of a...
No, time for a clue.
All right.
It's not smoking.
Drinking.
Yes. Drinking.
No, it's not drinking. I'll give you another clue. Nose, ears...
Piercings.
Piercings, that's it.
I believe it. I believe it. Yep, a poorly placed piercing is a turnoff.
All right. Lauren, thanks for playing. You have our undying gratitude for being a listener.
Thank you.
Bye. I had you this morning, man. I had you. And you're on the ropes for sure.
Well, look who it is. Last call.
Wake Up with the Wolf Show. It's Monday. A lot of things happen on a Monday.
Yep.
Monday's a good day for themes.
Is it?
It is. Mom's Meal Monday.
Mm.
Sounds delicious. Now, you promised Friday. And you putting your head down, you did not do it, did you? She did not bring the baked beans, and I am ticked.
I almost packed them this morning.
You didn't, though.
Because they weren't my mom's best.
Oh.
They were not as good as Easter.
After all the bragging.
I don't know what she did differently this time, but her batch was not the same. Her head wasn't in it. Her heart was in it, but her head wasn't in it.
So you're going to have to remake them.
So next time we have the baked beans, I'm going to get the recipe and make them myself.
Okay. All right.
I couldn't let the first time you guys tried my mom's. They were a good batch, but they aren't her same baked beans.
Have you confronted her about it?
No.
Oh.
All the bragging, all the buildup, all the anticipation, all the bean desire.
They were not right. And I could not do that to you all. I could not let you try the beans that were not right.
But that's one of your favorite mom meals, though.
Yeah, the other one I recreate myself now, and I do. No offense to my mom, I do a better job than she did.
Oh boy,
bragger. Well, I'm the one who makes it every time now. But her little simple brown rice—that's not actual like.
Oh, I've heard you talk about the brown rice.
I brought you guys brown rice.
Yeah, I know you brought it. It's good.
You need to bring it again.
Okay, good to know.
But back to the baked beans that you didn't bring that you said you were going to bring.
I'm going to get her recipe. I will whip up some baked beans this week, and I'll
bring
you
outside. Can you do it though, like she does?
Yeah, I can do it like she does it.
All right, I don't know about
we'll be the judge of that.
Exactly. You don't even know how she does it the first time.
Just take one bite.
But yeah, her baked beans are good. I don't know what she does to them suckers, but
secret ingredients. That's what moms do. They do these little things that it's some little twist they put in there, and it's like, you know, you try to do it, and it's not as good.
That's what the putting the foot in it came from. They put the foot in it. It's made with love.
It's hard to do. So what was your mom's favorite meal? Chase, what was your mom's favorite meal?
I guess one thing, first of all, passed down from my grandmother to her was the homemade biscuits.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, who can't? That's a universal, dude.
But then there's like a poppy seed chicken pie. That's really
Stop.
Good.
That sounds delicious.
Not chicken pot pie. No vegetables. Don't even get me started.
He can't stand that. He can't stand the pot pie. It's got to be chicken pie or he's out.
I'm out. Nope, I ain't got room for peas.
My mom makes a good country fried steak with her gravy. Oh, my God, it's so good.
Gravy, there's the magic word, gravy.
Made straight out of the grease.
Gravy makes everything better. For me, it was pork roast, peas, and potatoes.
Ooh.
Okay, I get it.
So delicious, all cooked together.
Nothing like a good pot of peas, man.
That was my mom's favorite. She cooked all that together. She had it, the timing was perfect. So that everything, the potatoes weren't overdone, the peas, nothing was messed up.
Nothing like a good pot of peas. Hey.
I never could do it right.
My mom makes like non-traditional spaghetti, but I love her spaghetti so much.
Hey, maybe she's going to let you down on that too.
Oh, quit it.
Oh, maybe it's her taste buds messed up.
No, I asked the company at my house. I said, do these taste as good as Easter? Nope, they're different. They're different.
Was your mom present?
Yes. It was a question I asked after she left.
Mm-hmm. Oh. All right.
And she knows I'm going to be a blunt with her. They were not her finest work. But right. I still appreciated her bringing them. They were good.
You appreciated the effort.
Yeah.
You appreciated her contribution to your little buffet.
If y'all know my mom, any effort, we appreciate it. So.
Ooh, man. She's
lived
rolling.
A hard life with six kids. So if the now fact that she's still putting in work.
That's a fact. Let me tell you something. She'd have lived a rough life just raising you.
Boom.
Amen.
Hard work.
We just trying to catch a good time.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. Here's what we're going to do for the Jason Aldean tickets. Yes, Jason Aldean tickets for you. We say it, you sing it.
Oh, okay. What's happening?
What we're going to do is we're going to read a lyric to you from a very popular Jason Aldean song. And aren't they all popular?
Yes.
We're going to do that, and then you're going to sing that line back to us.
Just as if Jason was on the other end of the line.
Channel Jason when you do this. That's how we're going to do it. What call are we going to take?
We're going to take four.
Four? All right. Well, let's go. Caller four. Let's do it right now. 680-WOLF. Those lines are open.
Get on it one time, baby.
That might be in there.
Oh, yeah.
We say it. You sing it. For Jason Aldean. Concert tickets, caller 4 at 680-WOLF. Oh, that's going to be fun. Hope you guys got some good ones. I got one in my back pocket here. If all else fails, I'm ready.
Okay.
680-WOLF, caller 4.
My buddy Brandon holds a record.
93.1 The Wolf, your caller four. Hello.
Hello.
What's your name?
Kelly.
All right, Kelly. It's We Say It, You Sing It for those Jason Aldean tickets. We're going to read a line from a Jason Aldean song, and then you need to sing that line to win those tickets.
As if we were talking to Jason himself on the other side of this phone.
Okay.
So we need you to channel your Jason. Who's up first? Is it you?
All right, let's do this. I'm going to read you two lines. You're going to sing it. Here we go. A little pretty thing, a little tan-legged Georgia dream.
Oh, my goodness. A little
tan-leg
thing, a little Georgia dream.
Annie, give him a sample real quick.
A little pretty thing, a little tan-leg Georgia dream.
That's like he's
She's
here.
She's rocking them holy jeans.
Wow. Just like he was here.
It's like he was here.
Who's got the next line? You got to do one more. Who's got the next
one? I got one more right here.
Hit me.
Okay. Don't you want to stay here a little while? Don't you want to hold each other tight?
Don't you want to stay here a little while? Don't you
want to
hold each other tight?
Yeah!
Don't you want to fall asleep? Woo! Me tonight! Yeah, girl!
Tickets for you to see Jason Aldean in concert. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Hang on the line. I'm going to put Annie on with all the deets. She might have been a little off, but she was fun.
It was great.
Great.
Nice job.
Birthday to all the local celebrities of the Triad celebrating today. And we did miss one yesterday. It's still very important. Savannah from Summerfield. She turned 14 yesterday. I tried to get her last name this morning, but nobody responded to me. So happy birthday to Savannah from Summerfield. You know who you are, boo.
Savannah Banana.
That's it. Before I move on, I like to mention this every now and then, but if you want to get on the Wake Up With the Wolf show's birthday shout-out list, all you got to do is go to 931wolfcountry.com or send me a DM on Facebook or Instagram at 931thewolf, just like Savannah's family did. Best way to get in touch with me. Now celebrating today, Tracy has helped.
Oop, take yep, two.
I thought it was Hessler, but it's Helser. Tracy Helser of Climax. Miles Turner of Whitsitt is 7 years old. Happy birthday to you, Miles. Michelle Fleming of Mebane is 41 years old. Corey Waring of Ashboro is celebrating today, along with Tina Johnson of Climax and Terry Kerner. I'm sorry, I've just misspelled a few things. Terry Kerner of Kernersville. Funny how that works out. Happy birthday to you guys. Sharing your birthday with Dwayne The Rock Johnson. He's 50 today. David Beckham is 47. Donatella Versace is 67.
Isn't that that fancy designer?
Yeah, no, I love that Versace, man. That's
And I ain't a fan of this guy. And I got to agree with my husband. We're not fans, but we got to wish him a happy birthday because there's a lot of people who are fans of him. Kyle Busch is 37 today. Boo! But happy birthday to Kyle Busch.
Kyle Busch, boo. Happy birthday.
Boo. Now, just in case we missed yours.
Happy birthday to you.
And it was a major letdown today.
Thanks. Appreciate that.
We were going to do a mom's Monday meal thing, and she was bragging last week about how fantastic her mother's baked beans were. Mm-hmm. I love baked beans. Baked beans with potato salad and fried chicken. What could be better than that?
Nothing.
Was counting on it. And then she shows up this morning with a chocolate bar. That's all. Now, it's a Finnish chocolate bar.
Yeah.
It's delicious. But I was really counting on the baked beans. What's the problem?
What's the hold up?
So, my mother is a great cook.
Yep.
But she never writes a recipe down.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's what good cooks are.
Right. But, you know, with that comes the chance that things might not always taste the same.
Some ingredient might fall through the cracks. Yeah.
So, my mom made a killer, when I tell you, top-notch batch of baked beans for Easter.
Love Easter baked beans.
Made me want to smack her. They were so good.
Yeah.
The ones she brought Saturday, were not top notch.
Ooh, so a little let down on the cookout there.
It was. They were not the same. They were still delicious. Don't get me wrong. Still grateful she brought them. But something was off. They were not like Easter's. And Easter's are like her ones that we expect her to bring.
But if they were still delicious, you still should have brought some. No. And if she made another batch that was even better than that, that would be even better. We'd be go, wow,
it's different.
She improved on it.
It's different having her best and then getting what we got on Saturday. Because you're like, these are still good. But you guys have never had either.
Right. So we don't know about the best.
Right. But these are not it. So I can't let you guys taste them.
We just have to take your word for
and,
that.
Yeah, you have to. I am the authority on this.
You're not the
They're
authority.
They're my mama's
on
baked beans. I am the authority. Don't you disrespect it.
You misrespect my authority.
So yeah, I couldn't do that to y'all. Mama, I love you. They weren't as good as they normally are. I don't know what you did different.
I was really counting on those baked beans.
Big old pile of baked beans. Instead, I brought you a chocolate bar and a B12 energy shot.
Yeah.
I gotta be honest with you, this B12 energy shot thing, you know I love these two types of things. Thank you, by the way, for bringing it. It's delicious. I like it.
You're welcome.
I'm going to get me some of those. I like them. I like them better than the ones that I've been using.
Oh, yeah. These are good. They're about $1 or $2, but it's not bad for what you get. So I need the B12, so.
So I'm going to get one of these. I like these. We're going to talk about Mom's Monday meals. You know, we got reminiscing about your favorite thing that Mom used to make. You just look forward to it, and you found out she's having it for supper, and you're like, ooh, we're having my favorite dinner tonight.
My mama's country fried steak with rice and gravy.
Stop right there.
No, so keep going. Good.
The magic word, gravy. Gravy.
I love that cube steak all fried up, though. Kind of hard to bite into, but so good.
A lot of people don't like cube steak. I love cube
steak.
I like that it's a challenge to eat it.
Nothing wrong with cube steak. It's just a tenderized cut, you know? You ever seen the thing they run it through?
Yeah, I have. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
I used to work in a grocery store. Anyway, I got no problem with cube steak. My favorite mom meal was pork roast, peas, and potatoes.
Great. Sounds good.
A pot of peas. Butter, salt, pepper.
These were all cooked in the same pot, so everything took on that delicious flavor.
Ooh.
And, you know, you had the potatoes were in, like, chunks of potato, and then the peas, and then the delicious pork roast.
You know, like a meal from your mama. Yeah. Good old home-cooked meal from your mom. Mm-hmm.
Chase, your favorite mom meal was?
It's kind of passed down from my grandma to her. It was the chicken pie with, like, poppy seed on top.
I love poppy seed bagels. I love poppy seed anything. Love it. Yeah, it sounds delicious.
When you enough poppy seeds on top that you, for the next few days, don't go for a job interview.
Don't take
you know, I'm sitting here thinking about, I can't imagine what Frank's going to say his favorite meal his mama makes him is. I forget I'm someone's mama sometimes. And I'm sitting here
what do you think it is?
I don't know, but he tells me I'm the best cooker in the world.
Okay, well, good. Your mama is the best cooker in the world.
But lots of chicken nuggets.
You need to think about what do you think the favorite thing would be, because he's going to have a favorite.
Yeah.
So just kind of figure that out.
Ice cream.
And in your house, you do all the cooking.
Yes.
See, in my house, my ex-wife and I, we both cooked, and I did a lot of it during, you know, there was a period where she was not home much. She was working all day and remodeling her office at night, and I did all the cooking then. But I love to cook.
Not my husband coming home from a hard days of work and coming home to cook.
Yeah.
We don't do that around here.
Chase, he cooks. He's a dinner man.
Yeah.
He gets it on the table. He brings home the bacon and fries it up in a pan, man.
Danny will grill, though. I'll be like, here, honey, slap this steak on the grill.
How about you? Favorite mom meal? We just doing it on Monday. It's MMM Monday. Mom meal. You get it?
Yeah, got it.
680-WOLF. Text or call or post it on social.
Just look at her sitting there. Sweatpants, t-shirt, floats. We're all in the same boat.
And now it's time for
Things You Need to Know.
When you make cereal in the mornings, what do you usually put with cereal?
Milk.
Of course.
And there's going to be a change.
Really?
How about orange juice?
No way.
Nope.
Tropicana has developed a new cereal that pairs with orange juice, then milk. It's called Tropicana Crunch. It's, quote, the first ever breakfast cereal created to pair with Tropicana Pure Premium so you can sip your sunshine and eat it, too.
I wonder what the cereal's like.
No, but I'd try it.
It says it's a new honey almond cereal.
I don't drink orange juice anymore. I love orange juice, but I don't drink anymore because pure sugar.
I feel like it's like just like some plain Cheerios would go great in orange juice. Like that's the kind of cereal I would imagine for them.
I don't think anything goes good with orange juice other than like sausage or
toothpaste.
Bacon.
Toothpaste goes great with orange juice.
Oh, gosh.
And toothpaste. Why? We're in the 21st century. Why can't we come up with a toothpaste? It doesn't ruin the taste of everything after that.
Yeah, you know,
seriously.
Different flavor than mint, I guess. Mint really just kills it.
Seriously, I heard if you brush your teeth, it does taste weird.
Mint's a great appetite suppressant. You take a little bit of mint or gum or something, and it's like nothing else tastes good, so you don't want to eat anything. You're like,
oh, that wouldn't stop me. That wouldn't stop me.
It wouldn't stop you.
I'm a professional eater.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Professional eater. Title.
I push those little things aside and push right through.
Here's something you could try. Baskin Robbins is celebrating Mother's Day with a new flavor called Breakfast in Bed.
Well, that's what every mother wants.
$80 a scoop.
Yeah, you'd think. The buttermilk pancake and maple syrup ice cream is infused with fluffy pancake pieces and a blueberry swirl.
Nope.
Yes.
I just want the blueberry pancakes in my actual bed, please.
Like Eggos?
I don't need the ice cream. I'll take Eggos at this point.
Anything.
A little pre-made bacon. It'll take you 5 minutes to cook my Mother's Day meal.
Throws it on the bed. Get up.
Yeah.
So what are you expecting come
nothing,
Mother's Day?
Nothing. Because that's the inevitable.
You know they'll do it. There'll be something.
Get you flowers.
Breakfast in bed?
No.
Why? Get you a new bracelet?
Because I am with a man who loves me endlessly and does so many things for me, but we don't do stuff like that.
Okay. All right. Fine. Good. Fair enough.
Yep.
That's fair enough.
I am not a Chase, and I'm not married to a Chase.
That's fair enough.
Sucks for you.
By the way, just to irritate you, Annie.
Oh, I saw.
You saw it?
I saw his mother-in-law got Kelsey a pet Mother's Day plant.
Early.
Oh, yeah, we put that plant up. Yeah, that's nice. Vomit.
Can we just give gifts to give gifts and stop saying that y'all are pet parents and celebrating these days that are not meant for you?
You might want to stay off Facebook the next week.
Jesus.
Here's a new job alert. Penguin Post Office in Antarctica is hiring.
Oh, sign me up. I love penguins.
They're looking for a base leader, a shop manager, and general assistant. Basically, you do everything. The new employees will be sharing a single bedroom and will be forced to use a camping toilet instead of a real toilet. Showers are available every few days when the ships pass the office.
I'm sorry. What's the perk of that job?
You work for the post office.
Absolutely not.
It's a government job.
Camper toilet and showers just every couple days?
Mm-hmm. We already do that.
What about your underwear?
Sounds different than the trailer part.
What about your frequent underwear changes?
That would bother me. Yeah. That would. Ugh. I'd had to buy a lot.
In case you just joined us or new to the show, Chase changes underwear twice a day.
Mm-hmm. Proud of it.
Four times if he sweats enough.
You ain't kidding.
I know.
That back sweat runs down.
It's been
down.
A long 3 years, Chase. I have learned.
I've learned a lot. Hey, here's something new for you. Snapchat is selling a new selfie-taking drone called Pixie that pairs with your phone and takes photos and videos of you.
If my grandparents could be brought back from the dead and hear things like this, they'd be like, really? Mm-hmm. This is what we've developed. Mm-hmm. There's no flying cars, but you can take selfies with a drone.
Yep. Yeah, because that's the first thing people, if come back from the dead, would ask. Where's the flying car?
Don't have yet. Not here.
Not have yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Last but not least, here's your fun fact for the day. This might help with Wordle. Almost 16% of English words start with the letter T. Only 0.045% start with Z.
Today does not start with the letter T, though. Don't fool you.
No.
But there is a T in there.
Yeah, so there's that.
Most Mondays start with the letter S, you know what I'm saying? This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 things. Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.